from Copenhagen, and the word on healthcare in the Senate. We'll break both of those down. Canada's frozen. And you might say, well, big deal. What else is new? No, seriously. It's a big, big snowstorm that slammed into parts of Canada that has people buried beneath incredible amounts of snow, not to mention the wind chill and the winds. Iran is going to try three Americans who crossed the Iraqi border. They thought that with some government help, it might be null and void, but that's not the case. Fair or foul, we'll talk about that. And if that's not enough, Obama's job approval falls to a brand new low at 44%. Why does it keep dropping? We'll talk about what the Rasmussen poll is showing, and that's a daily poll where you'll get spikes now and then. There's a little bit of a spike after West Point. Now it's gone back down. But first, let's talk about what's happening with healthcare that affects all of us. It was starting to look like there was going to be this big, juicy vote, a vote that could change all of our lives. Might not be implemented today, but down the road, not too far in the distant future, healthcare would be changed as we know it today. Now, do I think healthcare should be changed and there should be some reform? You bet. Do I think it's ridiculous what's happening to people because of insurance gouging, I'm going to call it, by some of the big pharma guys who are in cahoots that, once again, are squeezing out the middle class? I mean, there's something inherently wrong when we make jokes that you have to pay $30 for an aspirin when you're in a hospital. $30, please. So we all do agree, I think, across the board, that there needs to be some kind of reform, but not the reform that's been talked about in the House and not the reform that's been talked about in the Senate. That's why so many people crawled out of the woodwork to get political or react. People who never cared about politics started to show their faces in all kinds of meetings to try to let their voices be heard from Tennessee and Illinois and California and everywhere in between. So here's the deal. First we hear, geez, there won't even be a vote. Too many people want to sound off on this as far as the Senate's concerned, so we'll swing into next year. Then we hear, wow, there's a good chance. We've had this compromise. It's a great chance we're going to be able to pass this thing. Now we're hearing, forget about trying to find the 60 votes. It's not going to happen, right? So Joe Lieberman is at the heart of this struggle. And, of course, he's independent now from Connecticut. He's a longtime senator from Connecticut. So he is seriously threatening to join the GOP in opposing this legislation. And the key thing is he's saying if it allows uninsured people as young as to 55 to get Medicare coverage is the big thing. He's opposing that part of the legislation. But his vote is so critical to even the remote possibility that they could hit 60. So he's being cornered all over the place. He did the Sunday swirl thing. He was on a ton of the Sunday shows. And here's what he said when he was cornered in the hallowed halls in the Capitol today.
The important thing is I'm for health care reform, and if we get together, we're going to deliver a health care reform bill that will provide the ability to get health insurance to 30 million people who don't have it now. We're going to regulate the insurance companies, and we're going to cut the cost. That's tremendous.
So can I still count on your vote?
Well, I'm going to see how things go now.
You're not ruling it out.
No, but I'm saying this. The important thing to say is we've got this very strong network and system of subsidies for people, including people who are 55 to 65. So the idea of the Medicare buy-in no longer was necessary because they're taken care of very well under the Finance Committee.
All right, so the bottom line is what he's saying specifically to what he doesn't like is the whole taxpayer cost thing. It's what we've said all along, just overall in general with some of the elements of the bill. It's going to add to the deficit. He's saying it's unnecessary. It doesn't make any sense. you know, whatsoever, and saying there's just no way he's not going to vote for it. It's not going to happen. But what's interesting is there's been a leak. Imagine a leak in Washington. There was a leak that one of the aides on the Hill said that Lieberman responded completely differently last week when he was asked in private again by Senator Harry Reid about the proposed Medicare provision, right? And he said, I'm okay with it. I support it, all that stuff. But then his comments became public and, you know, they were generally kind of favorable. So once it started to come out and he started to get slammed a little bit on this, then he changed his mind, is what they're saying. So he has a meeting and says, okay, that's fine, I agree. And then when it starts to come back negative, he changes his mind. Here's the bottom line. Lieberman lost the Democratic nomination for re-election the last time he ran. And in 2006, and then won as an independent. But he still has the chairmanship of Homeland Security and Government Affairs, that committee, right? And this is that post especially. That is because the Democrats let it happen, because it is a Democratic-controlled Senate, let's face it. So, of course, what he got the most attention for his comments. The other people that got a lot of the attention were Ben Nelson from Nebraska, because he's concerned, and Senator Claire McCaskill, same thing, saying that they, for different reasons, that they wouldn't vote for it. But Lieberman seems to be the main guy that everybody's talking about as somebody who is going to stop this thing cold in its tracks. And then you have Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who's not really backing down on what he's saying. He's saying that Americans are pretty much opposed to this bill, and it doesn't matter. Democrats are still trying to jam it through before Christmas, and it's a stretch. We've been saying this all along. Why are they trying to do this in the first place? It's not going to happen. They're not. Sorry, Harry Reid, for you, it's the Grinch who stole Christmas. For the rest of us, I think it's a good thing. Can we please punt for a second, look at this, and come back to the table with something much better than the kindling that's out there right now? I mean, give me a break. In the meantime, you have developing countries boycotting the climate talks. Of course, that's your other no deal in Copenhagen. You have a lot of people upset. Tensions are pretty high. And the conversation is, if we're trying to come to some kind of a deal here, so cut some kind of a package deal, the time is ticking. We've got only days left before the conference is done. So how are we salvaging these negotiations? And what they're wrangling over is the emission reductions. And they froze a timetable for government ministers to negotiate whole bunch of the issues on this. I don't think they're going to come away with a deal. I don't think so. And trust me, that's a good thing, because once again, haste makes waste, that whole thing. And you'd be paying, my friends, across the board on this one, too. All right, we're going to talk about Canada. Why is it frozen? We'll answer that question next.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Check it out. In Canada, boy, it's pretty bad in some of the areas in the north central part of the Canadian province of Ontario. They are really digging their way out. Worst snowstorms, one of the worst on record. They got just north of Toronto about 100 centimeters of snow. Now, how much snow that is? 100 centimeters. For those who don't know the calculation, I hate that too, by the way. I had that drummed into my head. I don't know what it was, maybe my last year in high school, but 100 centimeters is 40 inches of snow. That's how much they've gotten over the past 3 days. Oh, that's brutal. So that you got main highways that are just being reopened, but they've been closed for days. And you want to talk about a thick blanket of snow. I mean, that's like chest high. So 100,000 people plus affected by the storm, and they're cut off. I mean, they're in their houses, cottages, and their communities. It's snow emergency. Schools, of course, would be shut down. Businesses, because who's going to do anything? And then you think about this, too. You have a police department. They said they couldn't see their parked patrol cars buried under the snow. They're trying to help people. So they're just telling everyone, stay away from the area for at least the next couple of days. We can't even find our patrol car. That's bad. And the temperatures, oh, awful. Who better to ask that about what's going on in Canada than Sam in Montreal? Hello, Sam.
Better in Ontario than in Quebec.
And 40 inches of snow. What's the most snow that you've ever been in? Can you top that? I mean, they've had some of the worst storms ever.
Not the closest we came was in 1971, the day that Prime Minister Trudeau got married. Boxing Day, 1969, I was a little kid, and Boxing Day for your American friends, it's the day after Christmas, and that's when all the sales are here, so everyone starts fighting, and that's how Boxing Day came about, but that's besides the point. We had about 37 inches, and I was delivering newspapers.
Ooh.
So here I am, a little kid, delivering newspapers, and a whole bunch of people felt sorry for me. On top of the Christmas tips, because this is after Christmas, they said, here, go buy yourself a Coke, go buy yourself whatever. So I finally came home. I remember this like it was yesterday. I am soaked to the bone. My father was an ex-army man. He said, strip down here. I'm going like, Daddy, Mommy's going to see me naked. Who cares? Do you want to see Mom see you naked or catch a cold? I'm thinking, Okay, so I, you know, stripped down, and they got me into a hot bath and the whole bit. So we've come close, but, I mean, that was in a big city, not like north of Toronto. And, Toronto, I mean, they don't know how to handle snowstorms like we do here in Montreal. I mean, like, a few years ago, they had a major snowstorm. For them, 20 inches, call out the army. Why? Because some people were too lazy. Bluntly, one person said, let them shovel out my car. I don't want to.
yeah, that's blunt. You get the shovel, you do it.
Yeah, you do it. So the army said, fine, but if we scratch it, we're not held responsible.
There you go.
Yeah, so doop doop. Spoke to Steve today. And he saw the interview he saw Obama's interview.
Yeah.
As he bluntly said, it might as well have just been two guys sharing a cup of coffee. That's the way he looked at it. It looked like a glorified conversation, two friends. He didn't ask, like I said, the real hard questions about, you know, everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Steve, who knows? Maybe when I told you, I said, how about Mike Wallace? And then you mentioned, Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
And he said, what is going on? I mean, what happened to the days of maybe David Brinkley, Chet Huntley, David Brinkley? Are they before your time, or do you remember?
No, I know who they are. Yeah. Yeah. What kind of interview would they conduct? I mean, 60 Minutes was known in the past for really, I mean, that was part of, that's why you said Mike Wallace. He was known for that, for cutting people's legs off, where he would just go in. And I mean, no matter who he interviewed, famous, not famous, whatever, getting stories on
whistleblowers and going to the companies, and next thing you know, the company president saying, that's it, interview's over. That's
exactly. It. I mean, remember, that used to be their whole thing. That used to be the whole thing with 60 Minutes. So
right.
It's a gentler, kindler version of 60 Minutes, I guess. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did get some snow today. We got a whole 2 inches.
Yeah, nothing like that 40 inches.
Yeah, I mean,
no comparison.
Yeah, but I mean, the ski hill operators must be licking their chops north of Toronto, because just before Christmas, 40 inches. I mean, it's like they're probably looking to God saying, "Thank you."
Right, sure. Because then once everything settles down, you've got all that fresh snow up there. Although everybody has to get there first, so you have patrol cars that are buried.
Yeah, they probably called out the army, or a lot of people are running to the airport. When's the next flight to Miami or Florida or someplace warm?
Exactly. Get me out of here.
Yeah,
please.
You know it.
Yeah, and stay warm up there, Sam. Okay.
Well, I've got somebody to keep me company, so I'm always warm. Aren't you glad the show's on late at night, because some little kid would be saying, "What's he talking about?"
That's right. Bundle up and take care, man.
Okay, take care, gorgeous.
All right, so you heard Sam say he's 40 inches. That's crazy. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kara, I'm starting to wonder if there were people in Canada. I forgot about Sam.
That's right. 40 inches of snow. Don, that's incredible.
We had a couple of our mountains here get about 5 feet, but, of course, that's way up where nobody's at, so. That's a lot just in the plains there of Canada. So
yeah, it is.
And of course they are there first to get the Arctic blast too. So
yeah.
So that's crippling. But anyway, did you really think liberal media is going to treat their darling anointed president rough in an interview? Come on, Kate.
No, I think it wasn't a hard hitting interview. As he's talking about that Steve Croft interview with him on 60 Minutes, it wasn't. No. Mm-mm.
Of course not. I mean, that's their boy. That's who they wanted in the presidency,
Yep.
I mean, you ever going to see him go on Fox or up against Hannity? Forget it. So, he'd never let them to interview him. He'd tear him apart. But, but the thing that I wanted to ask you about is, the, his talk today with the bankers.
Yeah. We rise and fall together is what he said. Yep.
I laughed my head off. This guy's like, it's kind of like the guy who thinks he has all the power in the world, talking to the guys who do have the power. Because the money's the power, Kate. The bankers know that.
Oh, absolutely.
They're looking at this guy like, yeah, you're going to tell us what to do? Come on. You know? And I just laughed at it. I thought it was funny. So, and nothing will come of it, of course. You know, they're going to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if the government tries to intrude in on it, then, you know, you got, you know, a big, nasty political situation there. And the government trying to take over the banks, government trying to take over everything, socialism. And so, anyway, though, hey, just a couple things on sports. Did you hear about the big trade?
Are you talking about the Phillies?
Yeah, your Phillies got quite the gem today, I guess. Huh?
I know. I thought that was on hold, though, temporarily.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. So Toronto's getting shafted, of course. You know, the small market teams always do.
Sadly, that's true.
I couldn't understand why Cliff Lee, they would get, you know, after what Cliff Lee did for him in the playoffs, but evidently he wants, like, CC Sabathia contract next year, and I'm
shaking my head
like
that. Yeah, they're not going to pay that because you know that the Phillies might pay. You know, they've been forced to pay up and they've had to pay more. That was one of the reasons that Jim Thome left Philadelphia because he thought that the team wouldn't pay to have the right kind of people around him to help the team. So now Halliday is it is on hold, but it's going to happen. So he goes to the Phils, Lee goes to the Mariners, and how big is that? And ultimately, I guess, the whole thing is it's going to be done like 8 players involved in this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, of course, it'll be the most likely I'm looking at the last place A's again next year, right? So.
Hey, sometimes it's the underdog teams, though, that get going. I love it when an underdog team comes up.
Yeah, we're not going to – these guys are rolling the bucks right now, and and anyone knows the Athletics history, they're the definite no money team in baseball. So, but anyway, all right, Kate. Well, it sounds like you got to turn an hour over, half hour over. So let me let you go, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Don. You drive safely out there as you maneuver around the highways and the byways, and some of those back roads. Yeah, that's the thing about baseball, Don. Too. There's definitely the haves and the have-nots, that's for certain. 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. case. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of Seven Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
All right, we're talking about a ton of different things here on the show, including Copenhagen and what's happened there. No deal, no deal in Copenhagen right now. Clock is ticking, thank goodness. Because give me a break on trying to have a deal come together anyway with 190-some nations on some very vague loosey-goosey scientific information. Let's be real honest about it. So no deal there and no deal in healthcare in the Senate. Looks like Lieberman is not going to go the way of the Dems, and he's not the only one. Claire McCaskill, I mentioned, Ben Nelson, another one. So that push this through before Christmas time, before the holidays, it ain't happening at this point. Bankers get a tongue lashing from the president, but really, honestly, what's going to happen when they leave Washington? Nada. Come on, let's give me a break here with that. I think that Don in Wyoming, when he made the comments, he's dead on right. That's what I was saying. Follow the money. It's about the money. Who has the money? They got the power. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Have you quit breathing yet? According to Obama, breathing causes global warming. So we should all quit breathing. North of Calgary, in a little town called Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, it was 50 below Celsius. Oof. With the wind chill. And also, you know, why is it that President Obama can give himself a B+, but he won't give out his Harvard marks?
You know, yeah, he doesn't want you to know.
the American people gave him 40. He's at around 45% in the ratings, right? In the opinion polls, he's around 40.
Yeah, Yeah.
And he's B plus in his own mind, but he's 45% in the minds of America. And thank goodness for Senator Lieberman, because it would be the dumbest thing for America to ever have a publicly, government owned and operated insurance company. And also, Kate, did you know, talking about what's going on in Copenhagen, Obama's going to Copenhagen this week, right?
He's going to be there Friday, right when everything is getting ready to end, yes.
Right. Is he going by sailing ship? Is he going to go on a sailing ship, or is he going to ride a bicycle? How is he? No, Kate, pollution cannot be produced. Mankind cannot produce pollution. He can only move it around. Unless you're bringing it in from Mars, you're not adding anything that the Earth doesn't already have. For example, there's still some oil in Texas, right? There's got to be some oil left in
sure.
Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, that oil is just being moved around. It's being, what comes out of your tailpipe, out of factory smokestacks and chimneys and that sort of thing, is tiny little particles. They go up, they come down. When they come down, they fertilize the earth. If that oil in Texas and in Canada and wherever was not drilled, if we didn't drill for that oil, it eventually would leach into the water supply and poison the water supply. And I heard it, this felt crazy. I think it was Al Gore. He said that all of the famines in Africa are caused by white man's industry. The industry, a white man is causing famines in Africa. Who caused all of the famines in the Bible? I guess Moses talking to the burning bush. That burning bush that Moses was talking to must have caused the famines, right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
I know it is crazy. In two years,
the sun is going to go into a cooling period. They predict, a lot of scientists, for about 25 years, the sun is going to go into a cooling period. So, the temperature is going to drop. So we need global warming. And this is not about saving the world. This is about destroying free enterprise.
Absolutely. Amen. That's the way to sum it up. Absolutely. Thanks, Al. You stay warm up there in Canada. You know, the goal ultimately of those that are in Copenhagen, or some of them anyway, is to get this political agreement or legally binding treaty, but they're not going to have a legally binding treaty. That's not happening. No way, no how. That's Fantasy Island if they think that. And the whole idea is the emission cuts and financing for developing countries so it could be turned into something that would be legal maybe next year. And then you have Al Gore, who told a group of the conference that you have new information, or they've got new information that says that there's a 75% chance the entire Arctic polar ice cap might disappear in the summertime as soon as 5 to 7 years from now. So he joined a group of foreign ministers from Norway and Denmark in presenting this new information, these two new reports on melting Arctic ice. You know that whole thing about swampland in Florida? If you believe that, that's what I got for you. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Just I want to throw a couple of names out for your audience if they want to do some information on this climate research. It doesn't surprise me what's happening in Canada, although I haven't seen on the news about how cold it is up there. I wonder why they're withholding that news. One guy is named Robert Felix. He wrote a book called Not by Fire, but by Ice, a coming Arctic freeze, cold snap that's coming. It's not global warming. It's an Arctic freeze. Another scientist by the name of Tim Ball, who's worried about the excess precipitation, which will increase ice flow and more snowfall, and we're seeing that in Canada. But those are two good guys. I wanted to mention those two names, get them out of the way quick. This is not an anti-Michael Bloomberg phone call, but did you happen to see the New York Times article about his private jet that he's
yes.
in?
Yes. Yes.
He flies to Bermuda every week. Now, this man is a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Hey, I don't care about this carbon footprint because he can pay for it, but he wants to tell the rest of the world that we shouldn't have a carbon footprint. So the article goes on to say how much his jets emit and all this other stuff. But there's a connection here because he said he pays for it, and he pays for his, quote, his security detail. Here's a guy that doesn't believe in the right to self-defense, and he has a security detail, which Berlusconi should have had one. He wouldn't have got bashed in the head. But let me go on about Mayor Bloomberg and his jets and everything else. I called you last week, and I told you about this company he bought that's going to do the carbon trading called New Energy Finance.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Dan Doctoroff is the president of that corporation. That was Mayor Bloomberg's former deputy mayor of New York City. So they're all in this for the money, Kate.
Sure, absolutely.
And let me go on further with, I talked to you last week. I told all these guys are eugenicists, and I know I'm going to sound like the other guy on the shortwave, but they talk about a global one-child policy modeled after China. If your audience doesn't know this, there's a lawsuit pending. It hasn't been settled yet, or at least I don't believe it has. Mayor Bloomberg, when he found out some of his underlings and his corporations were pregnant, he would tell the women, kill it, kill it, kill it, because he doesn't believe that lesser people should have more children. He's a misogynist. He hates women and he hates children. This is what the scumbag this guy is, but he thinks because he has $12 billion, he can go on and do this. And it's not just him, it's the rest of these people around the world that are pushing this phony global warming, like Gore and the scientists at Penn State and Lisa Jackson, the EPA. They should all be prosecuted. They should be prosecuted. And it's sad that they can get away with this. And I'm not just one big mouth on the radio. Do your own research, America. This is what's happening with this farce. This leads me to my next point about Obama and the bankers. It's a sideshow. They put the guy in office. He's going to do what they say. It's just to make you try to feel he's some kind of populist, that he's against the bankers. They're crushing us because they are part of the carbon tax, which is going to be instituted on all of us if this garbage passes.
That's right.
So don't be fooled by Bloomberg and Obama and the bankers. This carbon tax, Bloomberg's got the company. They're doing Al Gore is doing the carbon trade. They're going to make trillions off of this, off of your back, America, from the air that you breathe. So don't believe them, and don't think I'm a conspiracy theory or some kind of nut. I know of what I speak. You do your own research, and you tell these people and the politicians when it comes up for election that we're not going to stand for you. You can have your own elites. You do what you want, and they try to tell us what to do, and we're saying, screw you. What's good for you is good for us, just on a smaller scale. We want to have our children. We want to drive what we want to drive. We want to make a decent living, and we're not going to have you scumbags tell us what to do. So, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot, but
100% right.
And
I agree.
I usually go on, but I won't. But the third world has figured out that at this climate change summit, which is going to have nothing will come of it now. The next meeting is going to be next year in Mexico City, and that'll be a real crime wave down there. But the developing countries are seeing they're going to get screwed again by the same people that are trying to screw us. And
that's right.
Make no sense. I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks.
That's right. All right, thanks. And he's right. What Mark says there is what we've been talking about. It's the same thing. He's right about these companies. You pull away the veil and you find out that Bloomberg, for example, would make money off this. You find out the money that Al Gore has made. You find out how much money one of the Rockefellers has made, et cetera. And that's, you know, and it goes back to the same simple equation that we repeat over and over again. It really is true about following the money. And as Mark is saying, a lot of these third world countries are starting to catch on to this. So it was interesting. You had a huge demonstration on Monday that was so tense. They had to actually suspend the conference for a little while, the talks, because of what happened on Monday. And it's definitely, there's no doubt that the developing nations have a very deep distrust of some of these promises that are being thrown out there by, hey, the people with money, the industrial countries saying they're going to cut the greenhouse gas emissions. So nothing's going to come of this. Absolutely not. There's not going to be any kind of binding agreement, and there's not going to be any kind of agreement that actually comes out of Copenhagen. But what happens in the following year, and what happens the year after that, and on down the line? I mean, who's making the money on this? You have to ask yourself that. Who's making the money? They show the framework for the climate bill that was unveiled. It's all of us that are going to pay. Ultimately, we're going to be taxed so much, we might as well be living in England. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up
quick. Well, you gotta love that little
mean.
Johnny Cash.
My heart, my wits got keen.
I think of Cash. I used to love the song Walk the Line. Then they did the movie, well, and they played that song so much. But still, I'd say that's one of my faves. 800-259-5791. Talking about a lot of odds and ends, loose ends out there, and there are a lot of them. Copenhagen, a big loose end, and the whole global warming scam, because so much of it is, sadly. Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. Now, that is Stu, not Sue. Let's get that straight.
That's
I got the hint there. I figured I was the next open that song coming on. You know, Kate, I'm really upset with you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
You're worried about more taxes. Why do you be so greedy? I think it's great that you have to share your money with the rest of the world or the rest of the country.
Are you kidding?
Right,
none of us are
going to
have any money. Are you kidding?
It's the right thing to do. Why should you keep your money and everybody else spend theirs? I mean, isn't that what Obama said to Joe the plumber?
That's right. You're right.
It's the right thing to do. It's all about wealth redistribution and the redistribution of wealth. It's fantastic. I don't know, but I can tell you this. I want to go to Copenhagen, and I want to smoke what they're smoking because they're smoking a good crap. Them people have come up with some crazy stuff, and they're smoking some really good stash.
No kidding. I'm waiting for the glaciers to melt in 5 to 7 years.
They can put somebody in there with a drug test in Copenhagen, and all of them would fail if they're that stupid either. They're just really dumb. And Al Gore, and the worst thing anybody can do is put their trust in Al Gore. I mean, and listen to me, trust me, I really believe this. If you're raised and you're brought up and your family money comes from something, I don't care what it does, you don't turn your back on it. Al Gore was raised on tobacco money. Mm-hmm. His family made their fortune on tobacco. And what he do as soon as he got up there, as soon as he gets some money from some lobbyists, he turned on tobacco companies. And that's just how I see it. I live in Kentucky. Our city just made it a smoke-free town. A buddy of mine's clerk of courts uptown. We were up there talking a few weeks ago to courthouse, sitting around to shoot the PS, and we both agree. This whole area is made on tobacco money. It's where everybody's made their fortune, either tobacco or coal.
Right.
And when you turn your back on tobacco and coal, the things that make your money, hey, you know, you're in deep trouble.
You know, you have a good point there, absolutely. And what's happened with Al Gore, though, is he's making his money on the whole green movement, the whole
Well, now he global. Is, right, and that's what I'm saying. But but sooner or later, he's going to find someplace else to make his money, and he's going to dump on them just like he did everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has no loyalty at all.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
I mean, you know, here he is. He's preaching green to you, me, and everybody and her brother. He lives in a 15,000-square-foot home in Franklin, Tennessee, or Brentwood, Tennessee. And on Earth Day, he was the only home in the neighborhood with all the lights on. You remember that?
I do, yes.
The Tennessean reported it, took pictures. His floodlights were on, and his trees, whoever puts floodlights on their trees, I don't know. His floodlights were on his trees, all the lights on the house were home. When they wanted you to shut down, what was, an hour or something?
Yeah.
He didn't do it. So, I mean, here's a guy. He's a sellout. He's a joke. He's a jackass. He's just like the rest of them. Like I said before, that's it. And I'm not saying nothing bad. It's their mascot. So, but it's just stupid. It's just, I don't know, this whole Copenhagen thing, like you said, it's going to raise taxes. And they've already planned on it. I don't understand. I guess I just don't get it. I mean, does Obama and Pelosi and Reid and all, do they make enough money on the deal in the end that they don't worry about the extra tax that everybody's going to pay as well as themselves?
Absolutely. They make enough money in the end, and there's enough loopholes for them. Absolutely. And Nancy Pelosi's husband, he practically owns San Francisco. He has a huge construction company that's built everything there.
Right. And you know what really just kills me bad is, and I hear this, I went to the dentist Friday. And while I was at the dentist's office, we got on the whole subject. Because I asked my dentist, I said, what are we going to do about this health care? And he says, Stu, I don't know, man. Chris said, I've been really thinking about this. He said, I've talked to my CPA. And he just bought this practice 2 years ago. He said, I'm going to let somebody go. I'm not going to be able to afford to put health care on all my employees. He said, you know, right now his overhead is 77%. So he said, he's got to make his cut somewhere. And so we discussed this, you know, and as I walk out, he's got this lady there, she's from Hawaii, and she's diehard, diehard rock. I mean, she just, and she said, oh, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. We all need medical care. I said, Chris, this first one you need to lay off, and you need to do it soon. Because it's just like I told her, but don't explain to her, she thinks that, but yet she's cutting in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's cutting into her own pay. And the people aren't using this common sense at all. And while I was there, we were talking. You know that with my health insurance, my dental insurance, which dental is what a lot of people's going to drop, you know, if their insurance goes sky high.
Sure.
But my dental insurance pays 70% of my children's braces if they needed them, which thank God.
Wow.
70%. You know that the state of Kentucky's Medicaid program or the federal government's Medicaid program will pick up 100% of a child's braces. So
wow.
I will go for a $3,600 set of braces. It'll cost me over $1,000 to get it put on my kids.
Wow.
Joe Flo over here is drawing a check. I don't have to be drawing a check. His kids are getting Medicaid benefits, and they will pay 100% of the $3,600, and they're not responsible for a dime of it. You pay for it, I pay for it, and everybody else pays
Absolutely.
For it.
Absolutely.
And if that ain't enough to pee you off, and they're worried about all this, people, It's crazy. It's crazy. He was explaining to me some of the rules, like a family of four, maybe it's family of four. As long as they make under $2,000 a month, they're eligible for Medicaid. And to me, that's ludicrous. Why can't these parents pay for insurance one way or the other?
Right, because then we all pay for it ultimately. Sure, so what's the, it goes back to that incentive of, well then, why not just stay where you are? Why would you, if you're just a little bit over the line, why would you take something? You wouldn't. You would stay on welfare, basically, or that's what you would do.
Hell, I want to go get welfare. I don't want to pay for all that extra stuff.
I agree. Why should you have to shell out for the braces?
Yeah,
right.
And it kicked me off. I could not, I mean, it was like, I just stood there like an idiot. I didn't know what to say. And here still, I got this big mouth in my other ear saying, we need health care. We need, it's everybody's right. And I'm totally against it. But, you know, I never realized that Medicaid already pays for braces.
Yeah.
These people get a lot better care than we do in the long run. They pay more than my insurance company pays.
Yeah.
They pay the dentist more. He makes more money. We got one dentist in town, which is a good friend of mine, and he does nothing but Medicaid patients. Absolutely
sure.
Nothing but Medicaid. And Todd will tell you, he makes a killing off of Medicaid. Why should he? And I just, it gets me so aggravated. And then we talk about, and then all this green crap, and they want to enforce more money on his taxes. And I'm like you, Kate. I'm selfish, and I don't want to give my money away. I say to hell with people that don't want to work. And I appreciate you, Kate. Thanks. And I'll talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas, honey.
All right, you too. I love that. Hey, it's right. Here's the bottom line. Because everybody is, all the things that are out there that are being discussed are all related to taxes for the middle class. And so eventually they're going to be digging into your wallet deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't want to live like I'm living in England and I'm paying 70% taxes. And unless you are making buku bucks, you're feeling it. Now, I wonder why they're in the crawling down to the pubs all the time. Please, brother, can you give me something to drink? I don't want to live that way. And neither do you. Absolutely not. And it doesn't matter, that sliding scale. We're not even talking about making a lot of money. You could be making anywhere from 30 to 60,000, or your household could be a little bit above that. It's just the cut lines of where they'll be. And trust me, they're going to be waiting by the door to get your money, because green is green.
Now for something completely different.